Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 26th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Dream Technology. Leading off today, Apple and Goldman Sachs have announced a rate cut for Apple Card Savings Account. Starting today, Apple Card Savings Account offers a 3.75% annual percentage yield, down from the 3.9% APY that it offered previously. This marks the first rate cut for Apple Card Savings Account in 2025. At its peak, the Apple Card Savings Account offered a 4.5% interest rate. But as the Fed has cut rates in the United States, that interest rate has declined steadily over the past 15 months. Apple and Goldman Sachs, like all financial institutions, adjust the interest rate based on overall economic conditions. As a refresher, the Apple Card Savings Account is an exclusive feature for Apple Card holders. As you earn daily cash rewards with your Apple Card, you can easily transfer them or have them automatically deposited into the high-yield savings account within the Wallet app. And in addition to transferring daily cash directly, Apple Card users can also add funds from a linked bank account or from their Apple Cash balance. The interest is compounded daily, which means you earn interest on both your initial deposit and the accumulated interest over time. And at the end of each month, the interest is paid out directly into your savings account. In other news today, Apple has officially announced WWDC 2025. The event will kick off on June 9th and run through June 13th at Apple Park in California. The format for WWDC 2025 appears to be the same as the past several years. Apple says the event will be entirely available online and free for developers. There will, however, be an in-person special event at Apple Park on June 9th. Space for that in-person event is limited, and details on how to apply can be found on Apple's website. Apple says that WWDC 25 will spotlight the latest advancements in Apple software, and as part of its ongoing commitment to supporting developers, the conference will provide them with unique access to Apple experts, as well as insight into new tools, frameworks, and features. Apple, of course, doesn't dive into specifics, but the expectation is that it will announce its entire next round of operating systems at WWDC. This includes iOS 19, iPadOS 19, VisionOS 3, tvOS 19, macOS 16, and watchOS 12. On June 9th, so kicking off the week, Apple will hold a special event with a keynote. Then throughout the rest of the week, Apple will hold developer sessions and release videos online, showcasing all of the new features and APIs that developers can adopt to take advantage of iOS 19 and those other updates. Apple says that it will share additional conference information in advance of WWDC 25 through the Apple Developer website and the Apple Developer application. The company will also announce the winners of this year's Swift Student Challenge competition on March 27th. Those winners will be eligible to apply for the special event at Apple Park, and 50 distinguished winners who are recognized for outstanding submissions will be invited to Cupertino for a 3-day special experience. We are sponsored this week by Dream Technology. Dream Technology is kicking off the spring cleaning season with substantial discounts on their advanced smart cleaning solutions. For the next week, you can save up to 50% on Dream's cutting-edge lineup of AI-powered cleaning solutions, including the flagship X40 Ultra that redefines hands-free cleaning. Plus, you can save an additional 5% with the code DREAM9TO5, that's DREAME9TO5, for an additional 5% off. My thanks to Dream Technologies for supporting the show and making spring cleaning smart at unbeatable prices. Running out today, on the same day that Apple announced WWDC 2025, we've also gotten some new rumors about what to expect from iOS 19. As a refresher, iOS 19 will be one of Apple's most dramatic software overhauls ever, and will reportedly refresh the design of icons, menus, apps, windows, and more throughout the iPhone's operating system. It will also simplify how users navigate and control their devices. It's expected to be the biggest revamp since iOS 7 in 2013. A new video from John Prosser has more tidbits on what to expect from that all-new design. He says that the overall design language will be a glassy, VisionOS-themed interface that spans across apps, buttons, the keyboard, and more. The new look will feature a more rounded and glossy aesthetic with an almost glassy style, where edges of the interface elements sort of pop up from the screen. The keyboard in particular almost looks like it's floating, thanks to this new design. Prosser showed off specific new design tweaks for things like the Messages app, which you can see at the link in the show notes below. Prosser says that these mock-ups were based on actual footage he saw of iOS 19 in action, but he couldn't share that footage in an effort to protect his sources. One thing Prosser specifically calls out in his video is that the version of iOS 19 that he saw doesn't use circular app icons on the home screen. This is something that's been widely speculated based on the reports that the new design will be influenced by visionOS, which does use circular app icons on the home view. And in a post on social media, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman says that these images aren't fully representative of what we'll see at WWDC and are either based on very old builds of iOS 19 or vague descriptions and are missing key features. Gurman says that we should expect more from Apple in June than what these leaks show. And I'm glad to hear that from Gurman, since as of right now, I don't think what we've seen lives up to the hype that iOS 19 will be Apple's biggest visual revamp since iOS 7. So it's good to know that there's more to the story. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.